when Srila Prabhupada was preparing to go to Bombay, there was a consideration whether I would accompany him or not. It was mainly because the devotees, the management in Mayapur, considered that I was rendering so much service, and my involvement was also so extensive there, it would have been better that I continued to stay in Mayapur. Mainly because those days there were not so many educated Indian devotees to take care of the local affairs, and I had my hands full. Like I was, besides translating Srila Prabhupada's books, or before I joined Srila Prabhupada's team as a secretary, I was involved in Mayapur in purchasing the materials for the construction, releasing the materials that were coming to Krishnanagar by train from different places like stone chips, sand, cement, and I was also involved in taking care of the local devotees, educating them, giving classes to the Bengali devotees. I was also involved in printing the Back to Godhead in Bengali. I translated the articles in Bengali myself, and I was also printing, and then I was also printing various books, compilation of Srila Prabhupada's writings from the early days, from late 40s and early 50s. And I was also printing the Bengali Bhagavad Gita and also a Bengali newspaper. So I was very much involved. So there was this consideration whether I should stay back, and they were even considering asking Srila Prabhupada to let me stay in my home, to my great dismay. And Bhavananda Prabhu, those days he was a sannyasi, so those days he was Bhavananda Maharaj. He was one of the two co-presidents, co-directors of Mayapur. And I was mainly involved in serving under him. So Bhavananda Prabhu was asking me one day that it would be better that I stayed back in Mayapur. And he actually helped me so much and had done so much for me that I could not go against his desire. So I complied. Although at the depth of my heart I was not so happy about it, that I have to sacrifice my service to Srila Prabhupada in order to stay on in my own. So, but still I thought for the sake of service I should carry on. And just a couple of days before Srila Prabhupada was leaving for Bombay, he asked me whether I was coming with him or not. Because probably somehow, of course, Prabhupada is the non-different from the super soul in the heart. So he knew everything, what was going on in my heart. And so Prabhupada asked me whether I was going to go to Bombay with him or not. And I just blurted out that I was not going because Bhavananda Prabhu told me that service to the spiritual master in separation is higher than serving him directly. Then Prabhupada just responded saying, but I think when your spiritual master wants him to go with you, go with him, you should come with him. So my heart really leapt out with joy, and So I just ran to Bhavananda Prabhu and I told him what Srila Prabhupada said. So Bhavananda Prabhu, of course, had to accept that, and he said, and then I told him that, and Prabhupada told me to tell you that you have to pay for my fare also. And so this is how I got the opportunity to continue to serve Srila Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada went to Bombay and we also joined him.